COVID continues to play havoc with the AFL fixture. Late change yesterday, Hawthorn and Essendon. Massive game this one. Massive. Well, they always are massive. Big rivals. The Hawks back on the winning track, and the Bombers have been playing some good footy. It now finds its moves its way down to Launceston. The Hawthorn CEO, Justin Reid, has been good enough to join us this morning. Morning, Justin.
Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim.
Nice to talk to you. What does this mean for the footy club when I know we've all got to be, you know, fluid and pivot and all those trendy words that we've had to deal with in the last 18 months, but how does it impact on the footy club?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Really, over the last week, I guess, we've been, you know, in conversations with the government, both here and down in Tassie, trying to be ready for this because, you know, there wasn't going to be any crowds. So we knew that unless something changed, that a lot could change. So we had to be ready, although it's not ideal. You know, it's for us being able to get to Tassie is not a bad result in the light of no crowds in Melbourne.
The financial implication?
They always do. I mean, you know what I mean? This is something you don't plan for. Essendon versus Hawthorn at the MCG is one of a home game for us, one of the biggest ones for the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a financial implication, but, you know, over the last 18 months, we've had to adapt, and you can never bank on anything at the moment. That's for sure.
Good morning, Justin. Crowd size wise, what do you think? What would be a reasonable crowd for this game?
We haven't had a big game like this with two big Melbourne clubs for a long time. So, you know, we'd hope that, you know, it's not a huge stadium, but if we could sell it out, you know, sort of 18,000 to 20,000, probably 18,000 is about, with 4 days' notice, is about right. And I think that'd be a great result.
Get Shoots involved. No one spruiks any better than what he does.
And how we should, for sure.
And the travel arrangements are now and the restrictions that are in place today, and they may change by Thursday, but right now, Hawthorn fans here in Victoria, Bomber fans here in Victoria, they're not allowed to go to Tasmania. Am I right in saying that?
I don't think so at the moment, but they could change. As we stand here today, I think that's right. But I know the government yesterday said that they're going to work through things in the next day or so to see what that looks like. And it all depends, you know, on our numbers at the moment every day here in Victoria. But we get a little bit of hope that, you know, hopefully some of the Victorian members will be able to get across there. But we do have, you know, 10,000 members in Tassie, of which will be pretty keen to see us come down there. And then there'll be Essendon supporters in Tassie for sure who'd be really, really keen to get to the game.
Justin, I know your team, your club, has been engaged in boxing as part of their training for a long period of time now. Last week, though, there was an incident. I think it was last week. Mitch Lewis broke his jaw or had his jaw broken. Has the AFL, have they begun an investigation into this at your club?
Yeah, I don't think he's got a broken jaw. I think...
Concussion, sorry.
He received some concussion. We've been working. I mean, it's, you know what, this is a really unfortunate one. As you said, it's been a part of our program for a long time. You know, our guys, led by Rob McCartney, has done a pretty thorough investigation. And it really, I mean, as much as we'd love to sensationalise it, it does look like a really unfortunate training accident. You know, he sort of, you know, I know someone said he zigged when he should have zagged, but, you know, I've seen a bit of the vision, and unfortunately, you know, his head lowered just at the time when a body punch sort of corrected him on the scon a bit. But, you know, and really unfortunate. You know, he's a terrific young fella. You know, putting anyone out with concussion is terrible. And, you know, it's a really serious issue, concussion, and something that our guys have treated it really seriously. But, you know, a real unfortunate accident. But, you know, saying that, it's different times. So we do need to look at the way we do things and make sure that the safety and the health of our people is paramount. And they'll look at that. But as far as the AFL go, I know our guys have been talking with the AFL over the weekend, and they'll work pretty closely together to make sure that the best result is achieved.
So will you talk to Clarko in the football department and tell them that they need to stop doing this, that boxing can no longer be part of their training program, or do we not need to go to that degree?
I mean, I think anything you do, you need to make sure that the safety's, you know, safety's first. So if boxing's to remain part of our program, and, you know, I don't set the training program, but there's people who are far better equipped than I am, we'll sit down and I'll say, if this is to continue, what's the best and safest way we can do this, and they'll work with that. If there is any risk to the player, I'm sure they'll address that and adapt accordingly.
With the Hawthorn CEO, Justin Reeves. Justin, are you bemused when you keep hearing that Alistair Clarkson's going to leave at the end of the year?
Gary, it's a funny one, isn't it? It just continues to come up, you know, week by week, no matter what I say, no matter what Clarko himself says, or no matter what even Jeff sort of said recently. As soon as there's some sort of movement in the coaching ranks, Clarko's name's the first mention. But internally, you know, we're pretty comfortable where we sit.
The result on the week, on Friday night, doesn't hurt either. I mean, there were some signs there.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? I mean, just, you know, we haven't, you know, obviously we haven't, this is our third win for the year. And when you've got a young team like we have, just the spirit that lifts when you get a win is so important. And, you know, we're hoping it's sort of a bit contagious and the boys want more. But, you know, in the phase we're in, we know we're not going to win every week. We want to win every week. But certainly to get the win on the weekend was fantastic for everyone.
A lot of discussion around Tom Mitchell and about where... It's not even that... It was couched as a very mature discussion. You know, Hawthorn want to keep Tom and Tom's happy to stay, but if there was something that was able to work for in the best benefits, he then went out and played an absolute... blinder on Friday. How do you see that playing out?
I just don't see it playing out at all. In all honesty, I'm not sure where it came from. You know, it certainly didn't come from anyone at the footy club. Mm-hmm. And my understanding, talking to Tom, it didn't come from Tom. So, you know, I think someone flags that, you know, in an article or an interview or something that's outside of the club or the player, and it gets headlines. But certainly from within our four walls, being club and player, it's not something that's ever been discussed.
Justin, I don't know whether you're in negotiations with the state government or not at the moment about any funding that you may want to receive. May not be a good time to go to them, given how outspoken your president's been about the handling of COVID-19 at the moment, though.
Jeff's certainly got his own independent voice, you know. But we work with the government closely. You know, the project that we're building down at Dingley is a community project, and the government have been really supportive. You know, they've, you know, seen the last round of the budget that they've allocated some funding towards the project. So we're looking forward to delivering a really, really good outcome. And Jeff can commentate, as he does, and he should, on behalf of his own opinion at times.
Yeah, no, we love it. We love it when he's got something to say. Are you surprised that there won't be a crowd down there at Geelong for the game between the Bulldogs and the Cats this weekend?
Have they ruled that a crowd completely out?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. I mean, it's out of Melbourne. I wouldn't be surprised if that changes over the week. But yeah, I am a little surprised, personally speaking, that's for sure.
What about your AFLW application? You got knocked back, I think it was just recently, and they've given you a timeline to re-apply for entry. Where does that all sit?
Yeah, where it sits at the moment is there's four of us, four clubs that aren't in the AFLW. Us being one of them, is they've opened applications now. We have to have those applications in about the next 6 weeks, and that'll be for not the next season coming, but the season after. And we, you know, we fully expect to be successful in that bid. We're throwing everything at it. We've got the great Beck Goddard, who yesterday received an Order of Australia, which was fantastic, heading up our AFLW program, and we just can't wait to get in there, and it'll be fantastic for all the Hawthorn people, make our family a little bit more complete.
Beautifully said. What about the young fella? How's he handling it all? Enjoying it? Senior footy's a great thing. A little strange having the old man as a CEO. When's that contract negotiation going to take place?
Yeah, I think it's 5 years, $5 million. In all honesty, you know, he's at the very start of his journey. And, you know, he unfortunately was out of the side the other night, rolled his ankle in the captain's run. So he missed what could have been, hopefully would have been his first win. But, you know, he just continued to do the hard work. And if he does, hopefully he gets rewarded and that'll take care of itself.
Good on you, Justin. I appreciate jumping on and giving us some time this morning.
Mate, anytime. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Well, on CEO Justin Reeves, very good operator here for Keyser. Struggling with back pain, now's the time for Keyser.